Jupiter String Quartet, Nelson Lee, Meg Freivogel playing violins, Liz Freivogel playing viola, Dan McDonough playing cello, are with us for the first time live, though they've been around Boston for quite some time. They have an association with the New England Conservatory, where you are graduate ensemble in residence. Is that what it is? There's so many different levels of distinction at the conservatory that they're hard to keep straight sometimes. What does that mean exactly?
Well, there's a professional string quartet training program. I guess that's the official name for it. So every 2 years they bring in a new graduate quartet to study there.
So tell me a little bit about the particular circumstances of the composing of this.
It's a really remarkable piece because the last movement is kind of the emotional center of the piece, and it's the slow movement. And it's twice as long as the first two movements combined. So you have like a 6-minute first movement, a really short scherzo, and then a 17-minute chaconne modeled after Purcell, who was one of Britain's, you know, big influences. So a chaconne is kind of like a theme in variations. And the other really important thing to know about this piece quickly is that he toured the concentration camp survivors. He played with Yehudi Menuhin in 1945 after the war had ended. And that's exactly when this piece was composed. And I think you can hear a lot of that emotionality in the work, especially the third movement.
All right. Shall we hear it?
Sure.
The Jupiter String Quartet with us live today. And they're going to do for us Benjamin Britten's second of three string quartets. And here they are live today at WGBH.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.